Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. These are the powerful words of Psalm 103, verse 1. It's a call to action, urging us to praise God with every fiber of our being. But what does it truly mean to bless the Lord with all that is within us? Today, I will unpack this concept and explore how it can transform our relationship with God. We will look at the profound truth of God's unfailing love and compassion as revealed in the beautiful words of Psalm 103. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, imagine a life where every thought, every action, and every word is a reflection of our deep reverence and love for God. To bless the Lord with all that is within us means to live in such a way that our entire being is in harmony with His will, continually offering gratitude and worship. As we explore Psalm 103, we will discover the richness of God's mercy and the depth of His compassion, which inspire us to respond with wholehearted praise. My friends, let us look closer at the depth of God's love for us. This psalm begins with a powerful call to action, urging us to bless the Lord with all that we are. But what does it truly mean to bless God? In this context, blessing the Lord means to praise Him, to speak well of Him, and to express our gratitude for His goodness. It's an act of worship that involves our entire being, our thoughts, emotions, and actions. Verse 2 of Psalm 103 expands on this idea, saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." This verse reminds us of the importance of remembering God's goodness in our lives. How often do we find ourselves focusing on our problems and forgetting the countless ways that God has blessed us? The psalmist understood the human tendency to forget, and so he exhorts his own soul to remember. My dear friends, take a moment to reflect on your life. Can you recall times when God has shown His faithfulness to you? Perhaps He provided for you in a moment of need or comforted you during a difficult season. These memories are precious treasures that can fuel our praise and strengthen our faith. As we continue through Psalm 103, we encounter a beautiful list of God's benefits. Verse 3 tells us, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Here, we see two profound aspects of God's character, His forgiveness and His healing power. The forgiveness of our sins is perhaps the greatest benefit we can receive from God. It's through His forgiveness that we can have a relationship with Him. And while physical healing may not always come in the way we expect, we can trust that God is always working for our ultimate good and healing. Moving on to verse 4, we read, "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." This verse paints a vivid picture of God as our Redeemer and loving Father. He doesn't just save us from destruction. He adorns us with His love and compassion. Imagine for a moment being crowned by God Himself with loving kindness and tender mercies. How would that change the way you see yourself and your circumstances? My friends, this is the reality of our relationship with God when we accept His love and forgiveness. Verse 5 continues this theme of God's provision, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Here we see that God not only meets our spiritual needs, but also cares about our physical well-being. He provides good things that satisfy us and rejuvenate us. The image of renewed youth, like an eagle, speaks to the strength and vitality that comes from relying on God. As we meditate on these verses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC Supply, in-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
We begin to understand why the psalmist was so eager to bless the Lord. When we truly grasp the depth of God's love and the extent of His blessings, praise becomes a natural response. It's not just a duty, but a joyful outpouring of a grateful heart. Verse 8 gives us one of the most beautiful descriptions of God's character in all of Scripture. It says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy." This verse echoes God's own declaration of His character to Moses in Exodus 34, verse 6. It's a truth so important that it's repeated throughout the Bible. God's mercy and grace are not in short supply. He abounds in them. and his patience with us is far greater than we often realize. Think about times in your life when you've experienced God's patience and mercy. Perhaps there were moments when you stumbled, yet God didn't abandon you. Instead, he extended his grace and helped you get back on your feet. This is the God we serve, a God of second chances, of boundless love and mercy. Verse 10 further emphasizes God's merciful nature. It tells us, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. My friends, if we truly grasp this truth, it should revolutionize our relationship with God and with others. We don't receive what we deserve for our sins. Instead, we receive God's mercy and grace. How might this change the way we treat others who have wronged us? If God doesn't deal with us according to our sins, should we not extend the same grace to those around us? This is a challenging but transformative aspect of blessing the Lord, allowing his character to shape our own. Now, let's consider verses 11 and 12, which says, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." These verses use powerful imagery to convey the vastness of God's mercy and the completeness of his forgiveness. Try to imagine the distance between the heavens and the earth. That's how great God's mercy is towards us. And the distance between east and west, it's immeasurable. You can travel east forever and never reach west. That's how far God has removed our sins from us when we turn to him in repentance. My dear friends, these truths should fill us with awe and wonder. They should inspire us to praise God, not just with our words, but with our very lives. When we truly understand the depth of God's love and the extent of his forgiveness, how can we help but bless his name? Let these truths fuel your worship and guide your actions in the days to come. My friends, as we delve deeper into Psalm 103, we also encounter a beautiful portrayal of God's fatherly compassion. Verse 13 paints a touching picture of this aspect of God's character. The scripture says, "As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him." This verse reveals the tender heart of our heavenly Father. Just as an earthly father feels compassion for his children, God feels deep compassion for us. He understands our struggles, our weaknesses, and our needs. His love for us is not distant or cold, but intimate and personal. Have you ever considered how God looks at you with the eyes of a loving father? Even in our moments of failure or weakness, his compassion remains constant. This truth should bring comfort to our hearts and inspire us to draw near to him. Verse 14 further emphasizes God's understanding of our human condition. It tells us, "For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." My dear friends, God is fully aware of our limitations and frailties. He doesn't expect perfection from us because he knows we are made of dust. This doesn't mean he condones sin, but rather that he understands our struggles and is patient with us. How often do we beat ourselves up over our failures, forgetting that God's compassion covers our weaknesses? Our Father's love for us is not based on our performance, but on his unchanging character. Verses 15 and 16 provide a sobering reminder of our temporal nature, where it says, "As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more." These verses highlight the brevity and fragility of human life. Like grass or flowers in a field, we have our season of flourishing, but it is fleeting. This reality might seem disheartening at first, but it actually underscores the significance of God's eternal love. In contrast to our transient existence, verse 17 declares, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children." While our lives are temporary, God's mercy is eternal. His love spans generations, impacting not just us, but our descendants as well. This verse reminds us that our relationship with God has eternal consequences. The legacy of faith we leave can bless generations to come. My friends, how does this long-term perspective change the way you view your life and choices? Are we living in light of God's everlasting mercy? Are we passing on the knowledge of His righteousness to the next generation? Verse 18 adds an important qualification: to such as keep His covenant, and to those who remember His commandments to do them. God's blessings are for those who honor Him through obedience. This verse reminds us that our relationship with God involves mutual devotion. While we can never earn God's love, our obedience is a natural response to His goodness. It's not about following rules, but about aligning our lives with the will of our loving Father. How can we demonstrate our love for God through our actions today? Verses 19 to 22. Shift our focus to the universal reign of God. And it reads, "The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you ministers of His, who do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." These verses remind us of God's sovereign rule over all creation. From His throne in heaven, He governs the entire universe. Even the mighty angels are called to bless the Lord and do His bidding. My dear friends, if the powerful angels find their purpose in blessing God, how much more should we? We are invited to join this cosmic chorus of praise, adding our voices to those of all creation. No matter where we are or what circumstances we face, we can bless the Lord. His dominion extends everywhere, and so can our praise. The psalm comes full circle, ending as it began, with the call, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." This repetition emphasizes the importance of continual praise in our lives. It's not a one-time act, but an ongoing attitude of gratitude and worship. Again, as we reflect on God's compassion, His eternal nature, and His sovereign rule, how can we help but bless His name? Let these truths sink deep into your heart, transforming your perspective and fueling your worship. May we, like the psalmist, continually call our souls to bless the Lord. My friends, let's now turn our attention to how we can practically apply these truths to our daily lives. How can we truly live out the call to bless the Lord, O my soul? First, we must recognize that blessing the Lord is not just about our words, but about our entire lives. Romans 12, verse 1 tells us, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Our very lives can be an act of worship, a continuous blessing to the Lord. Every decision we make, every action we take, can be an expression of praise to God. Think about your daily routine. How can you infuse it with a spirit of worship? Perhaps it's through expressing gratitude for your morning coffee, or by choosing to respond with patience in traffic. These small acts, when done with a heart of praise, become powerful expressions of worship. Next, we must cultivate a habit of remembering God's benefits, as the psalmist urges us to do. In the busyness of life, it's easy to forget the countless ways God has blessed us. Why not start a gratitude journal, writing down three things you're thankful for each day? This simple practice can transform your perspective and fuel your praise. Philippians 4, verse 8 encourages us. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. By intentionally focusing our minds on the good things God has done, we cultivate a heart of praise. Another practical way to bless the Lord is through serving others. Matthew 25, verse 40 reminds us, "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.'" When we serve others, we're serving Christ himself. This can be as simple as offering a kind word to a coworker or volunteering at a local charity. Each act of service becomes an act of worship, a way of blessing the Lord with our lives. My dear friends, praising God also involves trusting him in difficult times. It's easy to bless the Lord when everything is going well. But true worship perseveres through hardship. James 1 verses 2 to 3 encourage us. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." When we choose to trust God and maintain an attitude of praise, even in trials, we're offering a powerful witness to his faithfulness. Remember, God's love for us doesn't change based on our circumstances. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, as Psalm 103 reminds us. Another aspect of blessing the Lord is through our stewardship of his creation. Genesis 1 verse 28 tells us that God gave humanity dominion over the earth. How are we using the resources that God has entrusted to us? Are we caring for his creation in a way that brings him glory? This can involve simple actions, like appreciating the beauty of nature. My friends, blessing the Lord also involves sharing his goodness with others. 1 Peter 3, verse 15 instructs us, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." When we share our faith and the reason for our hope, we're spreading the blessing of knowing God to others. This doesn't mean we all need to preach on street corners. It can be as simple as sharing how God has worked in your life when the opportunity arises. Another practical way to bless the Lord is through our financial giving. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7 says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." When we give generously and joyfully, we're acknowledging that all we have comes from God. It's a tangible way of blessing the Lord with our resources. Also, let's not forget the importance of rest in our lives of worship. In Mark 6, verse 31, Jesus said to his disciples, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Taking time to rest is not laziness. It's an act of trust in God's provision and care. It's a way of acknowledging that our worth doesn't come from our productivity, but from our identity as God's beloved children. My friends, how can you make blessing the Lord a constant rhythm in your days? Remember, it's not about perfection, but about a heart consistently turned towards God in gratitude and praise. Let's commit to living lives that continually bless the Lord, reflecting His goodness to the world around us. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth and author of all life, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and reverence. Your majesty fills the earth, and your glory stretches beyond the heavens. Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the source of all wisdom and love. Your faithfulness endures forever, and your mercies are new every morning. I thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love that surrounds me each day. I am grateful for the gift of life. With all that is within me, I bless your holy name. Thank you for your word that guides me, and your spirit that comforts me. I praise you for the countless blessings you've poured into my life, both seen and unseen. Merciful Father, I come before you with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. Help me to forgive others as you have forgiven me, releasing any bitterness, anger, or resentment. Lord, ignite within me a passion to bless your holy name with all that I am. Let my life be a living sacrifice, pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Thank you for teaching me to remember your benefits and to count my blessings each day. Help me to trust you, even in the midst of trials and difficulties. I am grateful that your love surrounds me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of ungratefulness or forgetfulness. I bind the spirit of discouragement, and I embrace the spirit of praise. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit and empower me to be a witness for you. Let my words and actions reflect your goodness and draw others to you. Help me to find rest in your presence and to trust in your provision. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Lord, I ask for your healing touch upon my body, mind, and spirit. Thank you for healing my diseases and redeeming my life from destruction. Mighty God, restore what the enemy has stolen and renew my youth like the eagles. I pray for protection against every attack of the enemy, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus, and surround me with your heavenly angels. Lord, extend these blessings to my loved ones. Heal their bodies, guard their minds, and draw them closer to you. Provide for their needs and guide their steps in your perfect will. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare victory over every challenge we face in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim the healing that flows from your stripes, touching every area of our lives. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to be bold witnesses for you. We thank you for your protection that surrounds us like a mighty fortress. Help us, Lord, to continually bless your name with all that we are. Let us be reminded daily of your benefits and keep our hearts full of gratitude. Give us strength to trust you in every circumstance, knowing your love never fails. Use our lives as instruments of your praise, touching the lives of those around us. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.